Shalom to all. Today we're going to be learning the very last Mishnah Maseches Gittin and the very first Mishnah Maseches Kiddushin. And today's Mishnah is being learned b'schos Esther Bas Rachel Shishi b'zecher defined receiving Hagun b'karav mamish. The Mishnah tells us Beis Shammai says Lo yigarsh adam es ishtai elam kein matza ba devar erva. A man should not divorce his wife unless he found devar erva in her, which means there's edim that she was mizane or that she was acting inappropriately with other men. How do we know this? Shenemar, because the pasuk says ki matza ba ervas davar. If he found an ervas davar in her, so we see the word erva over here very clearly, and right afterwards the pasuk continues to say that he writes her a get. Now Beis Hillel argues and says afilu gdicha tavshiloi, even if she simply burnt his dish, she ruined dinner, he could divorce her. And where does Beis Hillel get this from? Shenemar, because the pasuk says ki matza ba ervas davar, and erva is referring to if he found erva in her, and davar refers to any other matter. If there's something else that bothered him, he can divorce her. Whereas Rabbi Kiva says afilu matza cheres na himena, even if he found a wife that's more beautiful than her, he could divorce her. Shenemar, because the pasuk says v'hayim loisim sachin ve'enav. And it will be if she doesn't find favor in his eyes, and this is considered not finding favor in his eyes. And the strict halacha goes according to Beis Hillel. With this, we finish Maseches Gittin. Mazel tov for finishing the entire Masechet together, just like we finished this Masechet together. Wish we finished the entire Shisha Seder Mishnah together. And without further ado, we move on to the last Masechet of Seder Nashim, Maseches Kiddushin. And of course, much of what we're going to be learning about in this Masechet, we've already learned about in previous Masechetas, but as we know, it's always important to start it with an introduction. And of course, if there's a little bit of review, that's wonderful as well. So we know that Jewish marriage takes place in two stages. First, we have Kiddushin. A man is Mekadesh, a woman, and although we're often going to use the term engagement, Kiddushin is far more than that. It's a halachic bond between a man and a woman. For all intents and purposes, she's married to him and is not allowed to accept Kiddushin from anyone else, and if she and another man live together, one or both of them might be Chayav Misa. Now, we know that a woman who's been Mekudeshes is called an Arusa in Gemara terminology. Now, step two is the completion of Erusin, which is Nisuin, full-fledged marriage, and after Nisuin takes place, the bond between husband and wife is complete, and with it come along more halachic implications. And since in this first Mishnah we begin discussing Kiddushin, which is a type of a kinyan, it's a type of acquisition, the man is acquiring his wife, by and large in the first parak, we're going to be discussing other kinyanim as well, even though they're not related to marriage. So Mishnah Aleph tells us, Ha'isha niknas b'shalosh drachim, v'kanes atzma m'shtei drachim. A woman is acquired in three ways, and she acquires herself in two ways, which means she leaves her husband's rishos, and she's not married anymore in these two different ways. And so first things first, niknas v'kesef v'shtar v'biya, she's acquired in one of these three ways. Kesef is where the husband gives her money, shtar is where he gives her a piece of paper, and B is where he lives with her as husband and wife, and that's for Kiddushin. Now just focusing on the first one, Bekesef, Beis Shammai says, Bedinner Rishava dinner. He has to give her a minimum of a dinner or something worth a dinner. Whereas Beis Hillel says, Bepruta, Beshava Pruta, he could even give her far less than that. He could just hand her a pruta or something worth a pruta, and Vakami Pruta, how much is a pruta? Echad Mishmaid of Isser Italki, 1/8 of an Italian Isser. Now Vakanis Asma beget uv Misabal. She could acquire herself, meaning she's free from her husband, either by being handed a get, as we learned about in the previous Masechta, or with her husband dying. Moving on to something similar, Hayavama niknes bebia. A Yavama is acquired through Bia. What's a Yavama? So when we have two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven's married, but then sadly dies without children, so Shimon has a mitzvah to marry Reuven's wife. That's called Yibam. And the way that he acquires his Yavama is only through Bia. And Mekanes Atma b'chalitza uv Mrs. Hayavam. The way that she acquires herself, the way that she goes free, is either by Shimon not wanting to do Bia, and instead he does chalitza, or if he dies, so then she's free. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Beis and Gimel, talking about more Kinyanim. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.